How do you change a Supreme Court decision that you don't like? Hire a lawyer, draft a constitutional amendment, start a blog? Uphill battle doesn't begin to describe the arduous process of rewriting the law of the land. The Citizens United case 4 years ago that threw out the rules for contributing money to political campaigns has not been popular, but it has pumped billions into the political process. After Citizens United, corporations and unions were free to channel unlimited amounts of cash into the political action committees and super PACs that were created. But what if all that money contained the message, written on the face, literally, of all those campaign-contributed bills, a message to stamp money out of politics? The money becomes the message. This is the mission of the founders of the ice cream company Ben & Jerry's, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, who visited our studios and brought real money stamps and detailed how-to instructions so anyone can stamp an anti-Citizens United political message legally on legal tender.
It's turning money into media. The corporations and the ultra-rich are using money to give to politicians and get them to pass laws that benefit them. I think people who are not so wealthy, regular people, can use money by turning it into media. And so we're stamping messages on paper currency to get this message about getting money out of politics out there, to support an amendment to do that and to support legislation to get money out.
Currency that will remain in circulation with the message, and that everybody who uses that money will see the message.
Absolutely. It, you know, the average dollar bill stays in circulation 5 years, so we estimate that the bill that someone stamps will be at halfway through its lifetime, so it has 2.5 years to go, and that would be 875 viewings as it gets passed around from person to person. So if one person stamped 3 bills a day for a year, that would be about 1 million impressions.
Ben's done a lot of research on how money gets passed around and how long it stays in the system.
And the idea is to use money in circulation as an advertising platform on some level.
Well, it's kind of like a petition on steroids. I mean, usually the only way the average person gets to express their point of view to the political establishment is by signing a petition that hopefully is seen by that person once. This way, people sign a very public petition that's seen by a whole lot of people continually.
And where does it go once you've managed to deface all of the American
We call it adorning.
Adorning.
It's not defacing. It's adorning. Yeah. Decorating. Thank you.
How do you keep the feds from pulling your bills and just printing different ones?
Well, you need to read the handy-dandy guide to stamping, and it gives you the locations on the bills that the feds are not looking at. We got the RFP, the request for proposals, that the Fed put out to money scanner manufacturers. And so we know what areas of the bill they're looking for, and we don't stamp there. So, I mean, it's no secret.
Jerry, in his face and in the tone of his voice, he sounds like a felon. there's a felonious quality, a conspiratorial quality.
It is totally legal. It's slightly subversive, but totally legal. We got the lawyers, you know, opinions on our website.
So you're not worried?
No. You know, according to the regulations, it's assumed that money is going to get marked by people. And you're not allowed to mark it with an advertising message. And this is clearly a free speech political issue.
How does it become a movement? I mean, other than just, those guys got a lot of marked up bills. I mean, what's the jump from impact on money to impact in politics?
Passing resolutions on the municipal level and on the state level. So far, 16 states have passed resolutions or ballot initiatives in favor of this amendment. Whenever it's gone on to the ballot, it's been overwhelming. About 75% are in favor. I think there's probably going to be one in Arkansas. There's 100 members of Congress that have signed on to an amendment, and there's 20-some-odd senators that have.
So it is a high threshold to get a constitutional amendment, and I think it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be an easy thing to do because it's a major thing to do. But this is an enormous issue. It's probably the big issue when you look at the influence in our country in terms of elections, in terms of lobbying. It's all big money, and we all know it. It's not like this is any secret. It's just that most people feel like they can't do anything about it.
You guys know a fair amount about the power of advertising.
Yes,
and
we do.
In some ways, this really channels that expertise of yours to get this message out on a platform that everybody sees, except for the super rich who never use cash.
Yeah, it's grassroots marketing. It's true grassroots guerrilla marketing. It is the original viral marketing.
Now, is there anything I can – can I get like free Ben & Jerry's ice cream if I send you like a full collection of ones, fives, tens,
you know,
20s,
once,
twos,
once
hundreds,
you, once you
50s.
Get involved in the stampede, once you get yourself a stamp and you get to be part of the membership, Ben & Jerry's ice cream comes your way.
But,
I'll
you know, it's an interesting question because, you know, Ben and I are here as individuals, not representing
right.
the company. And the stamp stampede is not an officially sanctioned activity of Ben and Jerry's.
Right. Exactly. No. And we're talking grassroots politics and marketing here. And you know, it's different that it's a message coming from you than from, you know, other political activists. I mean, you guys have an important sort of place in the hearts of Americans
because
of the success of your products. What would represent failure of this initiative?
If the amendment doesn't get passed, if federal legislation does not get passed?
You know, what we should all understand is, as I mentioned before, it's a big issue, and there are these very deeply entrenched wealthy interests that they're pulling the strings. And so it's a big thing to overturn that. It's not going to happen in 6 months, but you got to keep working on it.
Very interesting. Ben and Jerry, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield are the co-founders of Ben and Jerry's and are leading the campaign, The Stampede, Stamp Money Out of Politics.
The Takeaway is supported by Reputation.com. With tools to help businesses and professionals monitor and manage online reviews, now offering a review kiosk to help customers create reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.